Discussion keeps the world turning.
This is Round Table.
You're listening to Round Table. I'm Lai Ming. In our special programming, we continue the English radio drama series Echoes of Ku Liang. In the previous episode, a chance encounter more than 100 years ago brought an American couple, George and Mary Gardner, close to Ku Liang. Their son, Milton Gardner, spent 9 years of his childhood in this small town of East China and built a connection to the land and people here that was to last his entire lifetime. Coming up in the second episode, romance between an English doctor and American teacher blossomed into an international marriage, while young Milton lived days of adventure with his Chinese childhood friends. Please let us know your thoughts by writing to us at ezfmroundtable@foxmail.com or comment on Weibo, Spotify, or any podcast platform you prefer. Now, without further ado, let me introduce the second episode of Echoes of Ku Liang, Bonding. Please enjoy.
Edward, welcome to Ku Liang. What a wonderful day.
Honestly, George, when you wrote to me about this place, I couldn't quite picture it, but it's more beautiful than I ever could have imagined.
You will love this place. The people are so nice here.
And I guess I know why it's called Ku Liang. It's truly a great place to escape the summer heat. A cooling place. Cooling. Ku Liang.
Hey, Dan Shahayan, over here. Look, I got a new bike. Hello, Uncle Guo.
Whoa, Mituan, that's so cool.
Great. Whoa. Can you teach us how to ride?
Sure, as easy as climbing a tree.
Milton, don't brag. Hello, kids. Hello, Mr. Guo. Are you delivering letters?
Hello, Mrs. Gardner. Good day, everyone. I've brought letters for our friends here.
How's your wife? I heard she's pregnant again.
She's fine. Well, hopefully we will have another helper soon.
Time sure flies. It's so good to see our kids playing and growing up together.
Huh? Uncle George, this letter is for you. Here you are.
Thank you, Da Shan.
Let me try. This is a Gu Chang Zhang. This is for Mr. Zhang. I know him, the grocery store owner.
Wow, well done, Mitun. Your Chinese is improving.
And this one's for
E-D-W-A-R-T.
Edward! I'm not sure how this goes.
Hi, maybe I can help you. Ah, this is Smith. Pronounced Smith.
Edward Smith.
Perfect! You have a good ear for pronunciation.
Thank you, Miss...
I'm May, the new teacher here. And what's your name, my dear?
My name is Haiyan. You are a teacher? So girls can also be teacher?
Of course we can, my dear. Education knows no gender.
Then, does anyone know an Edward? Who is this Edward?
Well, if there is only one Edward Smith here, I suppose the letter must be mine. Thank you, young man.
Hey, everyone! This is Edward, our new doctor and my longtime friend. Edward, this is Mr. Guo with his son Da Shan and his doctor Haiyan. I told you, Mr. Guo saved my life.
Hello, Dr. Edward.
Welcome to Ku Liang.
It's a pleasure to meet you all.
So, you're British?
100%. Miss, have we met before?
Really?
Definitely. In my dream.
Hey, man. I don't know if you've met before, but Edward and I met in Cambridge. Oh, by the way, Fu Xiang, it's time for the children to go to school. Marin and I've been thinking about this. Maybe they can study together.
School! Together! Woohoo!
school?
Oh, I appreciate your kindness, Mr. Gardner, but...
Mr. Guo, this is what we owe you. You didn't accept the vases we tried to give you, but you must accept this. The kids need to go to school for their future. We will open the summer school this week. It's all arranged. Just let them come over, please.
Does that include me, too?
Without question, my dear. Education is for everyone. Right, Mei?
Absolutely. That's why I'm here. There's nothing more rewarding than meeting eager young children.
Oh, come on, Fusheng. Don't hesitate. We also have Chinese lessons. They'll learn a lot.
All right. If it truly benefits them, I'm on board. Let's do this.
Yeah! Yay! Yay!
School together!
School together!
Yeah!
Morning, children. I'm reading some poems written by a man called Shakespeare.
Shakespeare... Is he a great poet?
Of course. His name is William Shakespeare, one of the greatest and most famous writers in Britain and the world as well.
Can you read one for us?
Let me see. How about this one? This is my favorite. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
May? Is that you, Miss May?
Oh, that's a lovely guess. The English word May has lots of meanings. Here it refers to the fifth month of the year, which is also the month that I was born. And that's why I got the name.
I like this poem. And May.
Miss May, I like summertime and you too.
Okay, boys and girls. It's time for class. We will talk about Shakespeare later.
What are we going to learn today?
A very famous Chinese poem. I heard you learned it yesterday. But today, we will learn how to appreciate it in English. Look at the blackboard. Dashen, maybe you can read the Chinese version for us.
Yes, I know this one. Let me try. 床前明月光,疑是地上霜。举头望明月,低头思故乡.
Great. Now, let's read this poem in English, one sentence by one sentence. Moonlight falls at the foot of my bed.
Moonlight falls at the foot of my bed.
Seeming like frost on the ground.
Seeming like frost on the ground.
I raise my head and see the bright moon.
I raise my head and see the bright moon.
I lower my head and think of my hometown.
I lower my head and think of my hometown.
Very good. So this poem describes someone who is missing his hometown. When he looks at the bright moon, he is always thinking of his home.
I know what is hometown. In Chinese, it's 故乡. It's here, 故乡.
Yes. Hometown is the place where you were born or grew up.
Huh? Mituan, where is your hometown?
Mom says I was born in California. It's far, far away across the ocean. I don't know the place, but I grew up here. So here's also my hometown, 故乡.
Yes, you're such lovely children of 故乡.
Hometown.
Hometown.
故乡.
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 Mi-tuan, do you know how to fish?
No, but I know how to eat fish. I like fish for soup.
Let's see if we can catch some big fish and ask my mom to make some fishbowl soup tonight.
Oh, Dashun, you're so clever. You can do everything.
Huh? You can do it too.
Really? Do you think the fish will come?
Sure. Just be patient.
Big, big fish. Come, come, come. Fishbowl, fishbowl. Tonight, we want to eat fishbowl.
Haiyan, what are you singing? Sounds great.
Mi-tun, it's a folk song. All the local kids here know the song.
I like the tune. Dashun knows how to fish. Haiyan knows how to sing. Do you guys know what I can do?
What?
Guess what's this?
I know! That's the sound of cuckoo! 布谷鸟!
Bingo! How about this one?
Mi-tun, you're really good at imitating the sound of ducks.
Look, Mi-tun, there's a dragonfly!
Mi-tun, the dragonfly likes your sounds.
Let me catch that dragonfly, and maybe I can learn how a dragonfly sings.
Mi-tun, careful!
No. Come back, Mi-tun. It's too slippery. Come back!
Don't worry! Don't go away, little dragonfly. I see you. Down the rock.
Hey, gotcha!
Enough adventures for one day. You guys should go to see the doctor now.
Sit still. Let me take a look at this. It might sting a bit, so brace yourself.
It's okay. I can hardly feel it.
You're such a trooper. Quite an adventure today, huh?
It's all my fault. Dashun could have died because of me.
Hey, Mi-tun, don't cry. Look, I'm all right.
But you got hurt. If I hadn't chased that dragonfly, none of this would have happened.
Hey, kids, promise me you won't ever do something that risky again. Promise?
Yes, sir. Hey, Mi-tun, you know what? I can make you a dragonfly that will never ever fly away.
Really? Dashun, you can?
Trust me!
Brave young man. Dashun, you're just like your father. I heard that your father once saved Milton's parents.
Yes, I know the story.
Milton is my brother. We've got each other's backs. I'll always protect him.
And
And I'll do the same to you and Sister Haiyan.
Bravo! Your friendship will surely last forever. Growing up is all about taking care of those who matter most to us. You all have shown great courage today.
So, Uncle Edward, do you have someone who means a lot to you here?
In my line of work, everyone's health is my concern. But yes, there is someone who holds a special place in my heart.
It's Miss May, isn't it?
You're quite the detective.
We saw the tennis court blueprint you were working on.
Yes, Miss May loves tennis most of all. Does she know about it?
Let's keep this between us for now. Well, you're all patched up now. Remember to take care and avoid any more trouble, okay?
Thanks, Dr. Edward.
Oh, by the way, do you know Shakespeare?
Of course. One of the greatest writers of my country. What about him? Do you know about him?
Just a secret. He's Miss May's favorite writer. See you, Doctor. Guys, I have an idea. Once the tennis court is finished, we ask.
Good idea. Let's do it.
Miss May, since class is over, would you like to join us at the new tennis court?
Really? A tennis court?
Yes! We know you love tennis.
What a lovely invitation. I'd be delighted to join. Lead the way, by all means.
Yay!
Hey, Darshan, welcome to this new tennis court.
Dr. Edward, look who we brought to see it.
Hello, Dr. Edward.
Miss May would like to see the new tennis court.
Good day, Dr. Edward. This is absolutely marvelous.
Oh, Miss May, it's a pleasure to see you. I was actually planning to invite you myself. The tennis court has only just been completed. Yesterday, in fact.
Oh, thank you. The lovely children brought me straight here. We've just finished class.
Uncle Edward, guess what we learned today?
And what was that?
Shakespeare! Are you fond of Shakespeare, Uncle Edward?
Of course! He's my fellow countryman. I've been a big fan since I was your age.
Then you must know his poem about a summer rose. That's Miss May's favorite.
Well then, just listen. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May. But May, thy eternal beauty shall never fade.
Oh, Edward, such a beautiful rendition. So who had this tennis court built?
The club. Everyone from the club.
Actually, Miss May, Dr. Edward knew you loved tennis, so he designed and built this court.
Yes, we saw the design plans in his clinic.
Yes, he did this for you.
Thank you, Edward. This is really so special.
I might not be the best at tennis yet, but I've been practicing.
Can you show us how to play tennis?
Yes. Perhaps we could have a match, Miss May, if you will.
Of course I shall. Pass me the ball, children. Let's see who wins this match, shall we?
Match! Match!
We'll gather the balls for you.
Milton, such a beautiful story.
Isn't it? And Haiyan, she is really a matchmaker.
So, did they eventually marry?
They sure did. A year on, Edward and May exchanged their vows in the hilltop chapel of Kuliang. My father conducted their wedding ceremony. It was so beautiful, Betty. And guests from various cultures and nationalities all came together to celebrate their union. They made a wonderful couple. You know, we had wedding cakes and fishball soup. Even now, the laughter and joy of that wedding still echoes in my ears. It was such a golden time, filled with shared joy.
Good evening. I have requested this television time tonight to announce a major development in our efforts to build a lasting peace, no stable and enduring peace. Without the participation of the People's Republic of China, expressed desire to visit the People's Republic of China, Premier Zhou Enlai, on behalf of the government of the People's Republic of China, extended an invitation to President Nixon to visit China at an appropriate date before May 1972. President Nixon has accepted the invitation with
Milton.
Pleasure.
Milton, did you hear that?
The meeting between the leaders
Nixon
of
said
China
he's going to visit China.
What? I don't believe my ears. At last, we will have normal ties with China.
Yes, you'll be able to go back to China again soon.
Kuliang, China. It's been over 60 years since I left Dashan and Haiyan. How I've longed to see them.
Revolutionaries have won a notable victory, gaining possession of the city of Wuchang after a battle with the loyal troops that began yesterday and continued
Wuchang
well into last night.
Extra! Wuchang uprising ignites! The emperor's reign teeters on the brink! China may become a republic!
No, the China's crumbling!
What happened?
It's so sad!
Change!
A new dawn, maybe. But what's next for us, though?
Wuchang, are you at home?
Hey, George, come in.
Hello, Uncle George.
Did you hear in the news? There was an uprising in central China's Wuchang City. The world's changing, and so is China.
Do take some tea, Mr. Gardner. Wuchang is far from here.
Fushao. I come today because, we're leaving tomorrow.
That's so sudden.
Mary and the kids, we're going back to the States.
What? Uncle George? Leaving tomorrow?
Mi Tuan? Also leaving?
Yes. He'll go with us. I know. It's too sudden. This is not my choice. My church has assigned me a new mission in the States. The ship is leaving tomorrow, and there's no time schedule for the next one. So, we have to take this one.
I see, Mr. Gardner. It's hard to believe you've been here for over 10 years. It feels like yesterday when we met each other.
Exactly. It's hard to say goodbye. But this time, Marin and I really want you to accept the vases that we've been keeping for you.
No! Take these Chinese vases back home with you. Let them be a guardian for safety across the sea to America. Remember? Bing an, bing bing an an.
How could I forget? Fusha, you haven't changed a bit. The same kind heart. All right, let these vases be a symbol of our reunion next time. Promise me, you won't refuse me a third time.
Okay, I promise you. And remember, you'll always have a home here to come back to.
Uncle George, I have something for Mi Tuan. Can I see him one more time?
Of course.
We will meet at the old place, under the grandpa tree.
Sure, I'll let him know.
Yitun, don't cry. We don't want you to leave either, but...
Yitun, we are men. Men don't cry.
But, Dashan, I cannot play with you anymore.
Yitun, look. We've got something for you.
What's this?
Yitun, remember that dragonfly chase? You didn't catch the dragonfly and fell into the river? I promise you, I will make a bamboo dragonfly for you.
Whoa, it has wings. Can it fly too?
Of course. Like this. You spin it with your hand, speed up, then let go.
Oh, it's flying. How magical. And now it's coming back.
This way, you can make it fly and catch it again.
Keep this bamboo dragonfly. It's just like us. Always by your side.
Thank you. Dasha, Haiyan, you're so kind to me. I don't want to leave you.
Yitun, we can write to each other. You can tell us what the outside world looks like. And maybe one day, we will go there too.
Right! Perhaps one day, we can go to see you and take you back.
I also have gifts for you. They're all in the box. Mom says you can play with your little brother, Shoshan. And if you miss me, you can also look at these toys. And you'll be just like seeing me.
I'll miss you, brother.
Let's make a promise then. One day, we'll reunite here again.
No matter how far into the future that might be.
Let's wish upon the grandpa tree.
Grandpa tree, watch over us until we meet again.